Okay, and then you asked me in the third question that God ministered to you deeply about rest. And then you said that you can still feel the need and the desire to go into performance. And so, yeah, that's classic. I mean, I think any time that we've been healed or set free from something, there's always that temptation to go back simply because it's familiar and it feels more comfortable. Come on, if you're used to sitting on the couch all the time, getting up and working out or going for a run or a walk or lifting weights is going to not only be uncomfortable, it's going to be downright painful because your flesh is not used to it. And so there has to be some training program, discipline that's involved in that. Just because it hurts or it's uncomfortable does not necessarily mean it's wrong. And just because sitting on the couch and eating whatever we want feels better doesn't necessarily make that right. So we have to judge it by peace, obviously. And this is where you picked up the performance and the lack of rest, the lack of rest for a reason because of your own journey, right? And so you realize I need to pick up performance in order to feel good about myself. However, even though you're a very mature adult today, in that area of rest, it's like you're still a small child because that part has not been developed in you because of your own journey. So this is really exciting. This is where Father God gets to parent you in the area of rest. We can't always expect that things are just as supernatural and miraculous. I've been healed and set free and I'll never struggle with this area again. He didn't give you that encounter so you would never need him. He gave you that encounter to invite you to need him in that area, which is so beautiful. So when you're starting to feel that, oh, I got to go back into striving. I got to go back into that. That's the check in your spirit where you need to stop. I like to tell people to put their hands on their heart and to simply say, Father God, I feel really, I feel tempted to go strive and to leave my place of rest and to go back into performance. Father God, would you parent me right now? Here's the golden question. Ask, how does a daughter respond to rest in this situation? So right now, me personally, as I'm sending you this message, I am being pulled in 1,001 different directions. I feel like every hour that goes by, my emails increase by 20. I've got all these demands on me. My kids need me at a higher capacity right now than before. And I'm like, go, 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 run, run, run. And I'm starting to lose my peace. And so the thing is, you stop and put my hand on my heart. And I'm like, God, would you teach me what does it look like to stay in rest when all of these legitimate, honest demands are being put on me right now? And I need to allow him to teach me what does it look like. I've never lived through today before. I've never lived through today before. So I need his grace and his teaching for today. And so that's what that looks like. Lord, would you just teach me this? Teach me what it looks like today when my girls need this, my son needs that, I've got to leave, I've got to go give him a ride. Come on now. You're understanding what I'm saying. Lord, teach me how to be a daughter in rest in this moment. I just prophesied over myself with that. That was really good. But all right, be blessed.